25-year-old midwife Esther Jokudu and two friends started a bakery business in Juba last year. She says before she and her colleagues opened the bakery, there was a high demand for bread in Lologo too and Kasiri. Jokudu says aside from earning extra money to help support her family, she feels good knowing that she is contributing to the country's food industry.
I am proud of what I have done, and it gives me a feeling that I can do something, I can contribute to my country. I can do something, I don't have to, you know, me at my personal level, I can do something and change the community. I have developed relationship with the people around there, and they feel like we have brought development in their area.
Jokudu says even though she and her friends faced a number of challenges when trying to open the bakery, they never gave up. She says young people need to think about how they can personally help change the country.
If I wake up and say that I want to do something for this nation, as little as it is, already I have changed something. By us creating a bakery in Kasiri, we have created jobs for youth the other side. We have given food to the people around. You may think that it is something small, but you have changed the lives of those people because they used to move long distance to go and get bread. But now it has come to them.
Juba resident Luis Loyata, who owns a vegetable farm in Bojur village of Mangala, says the job market across Sudan is poor, so he started growing and selling watermelon to make a living.
One at times stays for 6 months without a job, and it always frustrates our youth, especially people who are not married or people who are with families. It always frustrates a lot, but I found peace with myself in doing this. The product does not come always like wait maybe for 1 month and things come out. No, it has taught me patience. You wait for two months, you wait for 45 days, then you see something is coming out of it. So you really appreciate your sweat. No matter how small it is, you really value it.
Loyata says South Sudanese young men and women should view hunger as the enemy and fight it by embarking on massive food production at all levels, starting from the village to big towns across the country.
To transform the agricultural sector, it is something supposed to be a revolution, an uprising for each and every South Sudanese who really think like hunger is war, hunger is disaster, hunger is sickness, hunger is everything. I actually recommend everyone to do agriculture at his level, even at the household level, whether you're in town, whether you're in the village, at least you have to contribute to the food security of this country.
Loyata says for this food revolution to occur, the nation's young women and men need to put their pride aside and utilize their energy while they are still strong. Jokudu urges South Sudan officials, investors and NGOs to invest in young people by supporting those who work in the agricultural sector and food processing.
If we come up and we all get into processing of food and ideas, first and foremost, we create jobs for each other. It will prevent this issue of, I don't want this one to work in my area, or these ones are being employed so much, or this, it's going to prevent that one because everybody needs food.
Jokudu says if the government invests in food, citizens will no longer be dependent on imported foods, which are too expensive for the vast majority of South Sudanese families. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.